I am a betraying spouse, and the question is, what is brokenness? How can I get there? If I cannot, I don't see much hope for our relationship. To me, brokenness is the place where I get completely out of the way, and it's no longer about my image. I mean, I have the broken image. I see that. I'm not trying to, I've given up. I've let go. I'm not trying to look a certain way. I'm not trying to, you know, blow smoke. I'm just trying to be as honest with myself and honest with others. I mean, I desire that. I've let go of my illusions that somehow I'm good. I've accepted that, you know, in a sense, or maybe that I can do it, that I have something. I live in that place of brokenness where I have nothing, and know that, you know, if there's not a God bigger than me, who is that I can surrender to, who can take over, that I, you know, can release to, then nothing will happen, because in my brokenness I recognize there's nothing in me that is capable. And so I walk in a humility, and I think humility is a good word for brokenness. To me, the best definition there's for humility is two words. It's just, I can't. It's not about judging other people anymore and thinking they ought to be a certain way. It's that focus is strictly on me and the acceptance of what I can't do finally, and the admission of that, and desperately trying to stay in that place so that what's important isn't even trying to get better. I think in brokenness, maybe we give up trying to get better, but we begin to see the world through a different light, maybe through the very eyes of God, where if I can really die to self and die to that ego and that pride, ultimately, I can begin to care about others and think about them versus thinking about self. Again, I don't worry about what it's going to cost me. I'm just worried about what I'm costing other people. So hopefully that helps. I know that when I first went into recovery, brokenness was an interesting concept to me, and because I knew that's where my joy and my strength was. It's one of those things where I'm weak. He's strong, and I knew as long as I could make weakness the goal and surrender the goal, then ultimately there was hope. But the second that I got back to the place where I thought I wasn't broken and I could do it, I knew that everything would fail. Hopefully that'll help you a little bit with brokenness.